Music director Mitchell Sardou-Klein says they'll play the best-known work of Gustav Holst.
The Planets, which is blockbuster orchestral tour de force, pulling out all the stops, using almost every instrument that ever gets on an orchestral stage, woven together to depict the planets less in an astronomical exhibition and more in an astrological context. So we really hear the personalities of the planets a little bit more than the geography of the planets.
They'll be helped by Foothill College astronomer Andrew Fracknoy, who will provide context and images. Klein says having NASA's Ames Research Center so nearby in Mountain View made the program a natural.
There's so much recent NASA photography, and our orchestra has a number of members who in their other lives are scientists working on those kinds of projects. One of our bassoonists, our longtime principal bassoon, was a NASA project manager for many years. He managed several of the big interplanetary missions.
Throughout the season, the Peninsula Symphony has programmed at least one work by a living woman composer for each concert, and the stars aligned again.
Our own local Nancy Bloomer Dusen wrote a piece a little while ago called The Transit of Venus.
Between the two space-related works is a concerto by Bottesini, played by a stellar soloist.
In the 31 years of the Irving M. Klein International String Competition, a competition dedicated to my dad's memory that we've been running and has become a major international event, we've never had a bass player get a top prize. And this year we had a young bass player studying at Curtis named William Langley Miletich, who just knocked everybody out. So we're really very excited to see him, and I think our audience will just love it.
The Peninsula Symphony plays The Planets this Friday at the San Mateo Performing Arts Center. Their Saturday concert in Campbell is sold out. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman.